This is Dr. Singham dictating from Lord's Rehab. And nursing care patients. First name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N. Last name is Pemberton, P-E-M-B-E-R-T-O-N. Date of birth is 12/29/1937. Date of evaluation is 11/23/2022. HPI history page. Complaints. Psychiatric evaluation requested from management of patients. Severe anxiety. Unquote, and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 84 years old widowed female who has been a resident of this facility since 10/28/2022. Patient chart indicates history of diabetes, chronic kidney disease, chronic pain, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, essential hypertension, and multiple other problems, including cystitis. Patient knew that I was coming to see her today. She reports having, quote, breakdowns, unquote. Peter reports that she gets all, quote, tensed up, unquote, and freezes when she has to get up or participate in physical therapy. She acknowledged that she has had multiple falls and suffered from a fracture of sternum, ribs, shoulder, wrists, and other injuries in the last 3-4 years period. Patient is on Lexapro 10 milligram once a day, but no significant improvement in anxiety. No reports of any paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. No prior history of mental illness. Next paragraph. Patient reports that she has a son and a daughter, and they're both retired. Peer patient's husband passed away in 2019, and reports that they were married for 64 years. Period. Patient acknowledged that sometimes she feels down and depressed and feels hopeless, and described herself as, quote, failure, unquote. Patient reports that she worked as a special needs. She worked with special needs children, and reports that her husband worked for General Motors for 40 years. Next paragraph. I spoke to patient's daughter, Judy, who acknowledge that it will be difficult for mom to go home if she does not participate in therapy, and daughter was concerned about her mom's increased anxiety and fear of falling. Period. Patient is also being seen by a psychologist from Seniors Wellness Group. Next paragraph. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, fear of falling, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, allergy, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship. Widow, number of children, 2, a son and a daughter. Next paragraph, current occupation. Patient worked with special needs children. Next, we have a medical record lab diagnostic text review, collateral form and chart nursing, and phone contact with patient's daughter, Judith. Next paragraph. Under history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph. Okay. Medications, MAR reviewed, Lexapro 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 94 over 43, pulse 68, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood anxious, effect broad, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented times 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, final knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair sleep and appetite, fair under assessment and plans. Number one, under anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans. Patient is already on Lexapro with the inadequate response period. Patient as well as her daughter consented to trial of low dose Xanax 0.25 milligram BID, considering severity of her anxiety, which is interfering in her ability to participate in physical therapy. Period. Risks of Xanax discussed with the patient as well as her daughter, including risks associated with the use of opioids, which patient has been taking for pain. Period. Staff needs to hold Xanax for excessive sedation or lethargy. Next paragraph, continue psychotherapy to improve patient's coping skills. Period. I also encourage patient to practice deep breathing exercises and worked with her for a few minutes how to do deep breathing.